narrated Anas that the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent his uncle, the brother of Umm Sulaym, as the head of 70 riders. The chief of Al-Mushriqun, Amir bin At-Tufail, proposed three suggestions to the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, choose one of the three alternatives. 1. That the Bedouins will be under your command and the townspeople will be under my command. 2. Or that I will be your successor. 3. Or otherwise I will attack you with 2,000 men from Bani Ghatafan. But Amir was infected with plague in the house of so-and-so. He said, shall I stay in the house of a lady from the family of so-and-so, after having a swelled gland like that she-camel? Get me my horse. So he died on the back of his horse. Then Haram, the brother of Sulaym, and a lame man along with another man from so-and-so tribe went towards al-Mushriqun, that is, the tribe of Amir. Haram said to his companions, stay near to me, for I will go to them. If they, that is, infidels, should give me protection, you will be near to me. And if they should kill me, then you should go back to your companions. Then Haram went to them and said, will you give me protection so as to convey the message of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him? So he started talking to them, but they signaled to a man to kill him. And he went behind him and stabbed him with a spear. He, that is Haram, said, Allahu Akbar, I have succeeded, by the Lord of the Kaaba. The companion of Haram was pursued by the infidels, and then they, that is, Haram's companions, were all killed except the lame man, who was at the top of a mountain. Then Allah revealed to us a verse that was among the cancelled ones later on. It was, we have met our Lord, and He is pleased with us, and has made us pleased. After this event, the Prophet, peace be upon him, invoked evil on the infidels every morning for 30 days. He invoked evil upon the tribes of Ri'l, Dhakwan, Bani Lihyan, and Rusiyya, who disobeyed Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him.